from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A provincial police operation has been searching Horwood Lake for a missing snowmobiler. The South Porcupine OPP detachment was told at about 6:30 Sunday night about the overdue snowmobiler who had been riding on the lake about 70 kilometers west of Timmins. An emergency response team, aircraft, and underwater search and recovery unit are in on the search. Federal Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has finally presented his costed election platform, which he calls a plan for change to lower the cost of food and housing, stop crime, and bring home jobs. His own selected highlights include cutting the deficit left by the Liberals by 70%, with less spending on bureaucracy, consultants, and foreign aid, among other things, while boosting growth with resource jobs. Poilievre also promises he'll cut income tax by 15%, dropping the rate on the lowest income bracket from 15% to 12.75%, meaning the average Canadian worker earning $57,000 will save $900. Also announced in the platform is the building of 2.3 million homes and locking up criminals. A basic question to anyone running in next week's federal election is why anyone should vote for them. Serge Lefebvre is the Kapuskasing Timmins Mushkegawa candidate for the People's Party of Canada. He says the beliefs of that party align the most with his own.
I'm not someone who's gonna go raw team, but so far, Maxime Bernier is the one, the policies are the ones that align most with what I feel makes sense for Canada.
Audio of our interview with Lefebvre and his written responses to our questionnaire are on mytimmonsnow.com. High on the list of colorful people in Timmins history is mining entrepreneur George Jameson. Local historian Karen Bachman says he was best known for his car, a 1932 Chrysler Imperial he called the Backswell. Rumor has it he visited a Southern Ontario showroom and decided he wanted that car. The salesman told him to leave, calling him a scraggly character who obviously didn't have the money for it.
George said fine, he left, called his lawyer, who then contacted the dealership, who made the suggestion that yes, Mr. Jameson could not only afford to buy the car with cash, he could afford to buy the entire lot and the dealership.
Bachman adds that Jameson loved showing off the car and even chauffeured the Duke of Kent around town on a 1941 visit to Timmins.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.